Well, we've done well. I didn't actually expect this many people with the weather forecast, so we're more committed than I thought, which is awesome. Praise God for that. We are jumping back into our series, Christmas series that we've been looking at called True Enlightenment. And today we're looking at great joy. Just a bit of a recap. This whole idea of the true enlightenment is looking at Jesus as the true light to the world. A couple weeks ago, we saw this image, the idea of miners trapped underground who were awaiting rescue. And when that rescue came, the light broke in and hope was finally there. And we know that for us, Jesus is that real hope, bringing that light into the darkness of the world that we live in. And because light has broken in, we then saw that peace can come to those of us who follow him and who want to be rescued. But we also learned that not everyone wants to be rescued. Sometimes when light shines in, it doesn't just reveal rescue coming, but it can also reveal heavy burdens and things that are happening in our lives that we've been carrying. And so as we look today at great joy, we're looking at that because that idea, as Colin said, is joy is this idea of lightness of life. You can't really be joyful when you're carrying a heavy load. When Jesus' light broke into the world, he exposed who we truly are and that we are all in need of a savior and remembering that Jesus was that savior. But also remembering that Jesus didn't come into this world to humiliate and condemn us by exposing these burdens that we carry. The reason he did it is because he knows that it is vital for us to have, if we want to have a real relationship with God and with others, that we can't hide things in the darkness. For me, growing up, my mum was a school teacher, and I've carried a few heavy loads in my life, but one that keeps coming back to my mind as I was preparing this message was my school backpack. So my mum was a teacher at Macarren Vale Primary School, and we went to Tatachilla Lutheran College, which was about maybe a kilometer's walk away. And so mum being a school teacher, if you know any school teachers, often had to stay behind after all the kids had gone home, which meant that we didn't get picked up. And because our school was close enough distance, we would have to walk sometimes if we wanted to get picked up early. So I remember trudging, and it's all the way uphill to mum's school, which was terrible. And so sometimes it was all right where you don't have much in your bag, but as you get towards the end of year, and I was just reminded as the girls finished off this week, picking up their bags and the amount of books and stuff they had, and this is only primary school. And I remembered what it was like carrying me and my brother and trudging our way from Tatachilla to Macarren Vale. Back in the 1800s, the Enlightenment brought such technological advancements that if you would talk to people then about what they thought the future would have been like, they would have told you that it's going to be wonderful. There's going to be machines and robots doing everything for us. We will just have permanent leisure. Humans will be living in paradise. Yet fast forward to 2024, and I'm sure we all are aware that we're still far from that. There are still many struggles and responsibilities in our life. There's crises that we're facing, like the cost of living. There's difficulties every day that pile upon us. And so it's no wonder that we're facing a mental health epidemic with all of these things in our lives. And so the question we can ask is, where did we go wrong? From the 1800s, when things were seemed to be progressing so well to a paradise, to where we are today. Or more to the point, today we want to ask, what can be done about the massive loads that we carry in our own lives? Because my school bag story isn't a unique experience just to me. Many of you here this morning know what it's like to carry a heavy load. You know what it's like to carry a load that feels almost unbearable. How do you cope with that load? What do you do when you know you've got a distance to go? Maybe it was a school bag full of books, or maybe it's even just as simple as the groceries from the car back inside, or maybe it's a backpack hiking. Do you continue counting the steps? Do you drag your feet, taking moments to pause, or do you rush as quickly as possible? But then there's also the internal burdens that we carry. Relationships, health situations, finances, our own faith in Jesus. Whatever the burden is, we only know that joy comes after you've finally got to put that burden down. You've been able to release that heavy load in your life. And so the question again is, what can we do then about these burdens that we carry in our lives? Who can carry our burdens? We're going to see today that Jesus gives us quite a different answer to what we've been programmed into thinking is the answer for many years. And so I want us to focus on what Jesus has to say, and counterintuitively is not what our instincts are telling us or have been programmed to do. Because our instincts, the first thing that we have been programmed to do over years and years is to look inward. We look at ourselves when we're carrying heavy burdens. We try things, try a diet or try a new program or put on a different attitude. And essentially, all we're trying to do is saying that these burdens that we're carrying, if we want to carry them, we just need to get stronger. We just need to be better at it. That is the answer. But as I'm sure all of you know, that doesn't lead to a lightness of life. It doesn't lead to joy by just getting stronger and trying to carry our burdens. You might feel good for a while, like, oh yes, things are getting better. But then as time goes by, your burden wears you down again and you're back in that survival mode. So when looking inward didn't work, what did we do? We looked to others. We looked to others to try and carry our burden for us. And this involves things like raising awareness of the situations that are going on in our life, talking about it again and again. And that's what we do with a lot of the world's problems. You see it on the news. You turn the news on and all they're talking about is the problems that we're facing. Talking and talking about them. When we think that we just need to talk about them and that's going to make them better. But that is only partially true. We need to know about the situations and about the problems. But the problem is if we're always talking about the situations as well and nothing's changing, anxiety only starts to build in us. It's kind of like if your house catches on fire, you don't go running around yelling, fire, 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 fire. What do? You call the fire brigade. And then they come and they help you. And then you listen to what you need to do and what they say. Surprisingly, Jesus talked exactly about these two problems that we had. And it wasn't just us. It was also people like the Pharisees. He even got to the point where he was rebuking the Pharisees for thinking this way because they were doing the exact same thing, not only to themselves, but especially to other people. They were pointing out everybody's shortcomings that they had in their lives and making these bold proclamations about how people just needed to do better, they needed to perform better, follow more rules if they wanted to live a joyful life. To the point where Jesus actually said this about them. He said, they tie up cumbersome loads and put them on other people's shoulders, but they themselves are not willing to lift a finger to move them. And that was in Matthew chapter 23, verse 4. And so as Jesus tends to do in all of his teachings, he teaches a very counterintuitive message in direct contrast, really, to what the other religious leaders at the time were teaching. And that's where we see in the passage that Vicky read for us, that Jesus says, come to me, all who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light." We see here Jesus introducing this different mode or version of enlightenment. One that we see immediately offers lightening of the loads that we carry in our life. And that is what is key to joy. But not only our joy, but Jesus' joy himself in carrying our load. It's like a few, almost a month ago now, we talked about it in the sermon, Finding Your Community, where we talked about how important it is to allow other people in our life to serve us and support us, because through them serving you, they themselves find great joy. And if we find great joy in serving others, how much more would Jesus find great joy when we allow him to help us? Because we've got to remember that it was never God's desire for us to be on this earth just as mere worker ants or robots on a production line or even pawns on a chessboard that are replaceable. To him, we are not disposable. We are loved children of God. And he wants his children to have life to the full. But that life involves a couple things. The first thing that it does actually involve, which sounds a little bit strange to say, but we will have to carry some burdens. Jesus doesn't come and say, "Give me your burdens and I'll take all of your burdens away. You won't have to carry anything." Rather, he says he will give us only what is right for us, only what we can bear. And then secondly, we see a yoke is placed on us to keep us on track. Again, Jesus didn't say that if we give all our burdens to him, that he will just let us roam free and do whatever we want. But rather, the idea of this yoke is it's something that is tailored and it was made perfectly to fit back in the olden days on an oxen. And if it wasn't made to fit perfectly, it would wear down the ox in the work that it was doing. And likewise for us, the yoke helps us stay on track. It encourages us and disciplines us, but only when it's needed, only when we are straying away from what Jesus has called us to do. And so the reality is that we actually need both of these things in our lives. We need burden at times in our life, and we need the yoke of correction and discipline. And through those things, we can lead a truly joyful life. And the reason we know this is because we look out upon the world and we see people who are carrying their burdens by themselves. We see people who are just living life with no rules and no discipline. And we see that it never leads to joy or happiness. And so as we come to Christmas time, it's no wonder that joy is such a strong theme at this time of year. As people, even who don't believe in Jesus, gather together and sing carols about this wonderful baby that changed the world. And we remember things such as the angels' words where they said, "Behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people." Christmas time is that yearly reminder, just as communion is that regular reminder of Jesus Christ, the real help that entered the world. The help that entered the world not to burden us and to make life harder for us, but to lift our burdens and replace them with joy. And I know a few weeks ago I shared a story of us leaving Adelaide, heading up to Queensland as an example of real hope that we experienced. And again, I just wanted to share a bit of a continuation of that story that really captures this idea of great joy that we received. When we moved up to Queensland, we got to the point where we had unpacked our car and then we headed over to Singapore. After we returned from Singapore, we had been blessed by a church member to stay in this house at quite a cheap rate. Now, we didn't know what the house looked like, where it was, or anything like that, but we were just grateful at the time that we could have somewhere over our head. But as we came back from Singapore, we were experiencing just some struggles. The house was in the middle of nowhere. It wasn't as well kept as we probably would have been hoping for. And so here we were in a house that God had given us, yet we were living out of one bedroom because we didn't want to use the rest of the house. Over the time we were there, I was also stepping from my first, going from a volunteer pastor to a paid pastor, learning a whole new level of responsibilities that I was unaware of. And then also we were in the, at the time trying to have our first baby, and Shamila had her first miscarriage. And all of this was happening all within the first 2 months of us coming to Queensland, starting our new ministry. And I remember that it got to this point where we were carrying these burdens, and we ended up ringing up the senior pastor and his wife and asking, could we please stay at your place for the night? This is just getting too much for us to handle. And thankfully, they graciously allowed us to come over, and we chatted with them about the situation that we were facing and the difficulty that we were in. And I remember even after talking to them, the burden wasn't lifted yet. But it was that night when we were lying down in bed in their spare room of the manse, and that we were just crying and crying out to God. We were crying out to Him because we thought we had been doing what He had called us to do. We felt like we'd been faithful, we'd left our family, our friends, we'd travelled all the way up to Queensland, yet it just didn't seem like this is where God wanted us to be with all the things that were happening. But it was in that night that we decided that if this is what God had called us to do, He would help us. He would be willing to carry that burden for us. And so we went to bed after crying and praying out to God that He would help us in this situation. And it was interesting. It didn't happen immediately. We didn't wake up the next morning and the house was all beautiful when we went back home. There were still challenges, but what we saw is God's provision in our lives. Each day, we started looking for a house and immediately were able to find a beautiful 4-bedroom house at a rental price that we hadn't seen anywhere else. So much so that we said to the agent, we said, oh, we don't even want to come and see the house. We will sign the lease and we're moving in. And unfortunately, they said, you can't do that legal-wise. So we went and quickly looked at the house and signed the lease. And then that house became an incredible blessing that we were able to use. We used it for leadership meetings. We used it for discipleship, mentoring, dinners with church members, and all these sorts of things. Because God had honored us, surrendering over the challenges that we had in our life to Him. When Shamila and I felt overwhelmed and we realized that we couldn't just keep muscling through, we couldn't just talk about our struggles and keep talking about it, but rather we did exactly what Jesus said to do in this passage. We gave that entire situation over to God. And as I said, even in that moment of surrender, it wasn't an immediate light shining through, but we saw the remarkable joy breaking into the darkness that we were facing. And so maybe you're here this morning and you're facing darkness in your own life. You're carrying a burden and you're wondering, how do I give that over to God? How do I get to live the life that God wants me to live to the full? When we read these words in Matthew chapter 11, verses 28 to 30, we need to focus on two important words, me and my. Jesus said, come to me. And He also said that my burden is light. Jesus' burden and yoke that he has for us is not additional to the life that we are living, but is rather instead of the burdens that we are carrying. A true relationship with Jesus can't work when we are trying to live for him, yet also trying to live for other masters as well. So how do we do this practically is the questions that I want to answer. And firstly, one of the things that we can do is we can put down things that Jesus Christ hasn't asked us to carry. We're even just talking about this in the kitchen this morning, about how easy it is to pick up burdens that weren't ever ours to carry in the first place. Sometimes as Christians, we see things that are happening around us, and sometimes God has called us to step into those situations, but other times he's got other people who are going to be able to carry or care for those burdens. And so it's important for us as followers of him to learn that it's okay to set boundaries, that it's actually okay to say no to situations that you feel you want to act into. And we can say no without feeling guilty. The second thing that we can do to give our burdens over to Jesus is by actually surrendering the things to Jesus that are already burdens in our life. And for quite a while now, I've been using this app called the Pause app. I've mentioned it a few times in sermons, but also in our life group. And it's written by a Christian author called John Eldridge. And in one of his books, before he developed the app, he coined this term called benevolent detachment. And it means this idea of just letting go of everything that is not actually yours to hold onto. Sometimes these heavy burdens that we carry, things like work, family, relationships, our financial situations, our own health, or even our own faith journey, can be loads that we hold on and we try to carry all by ourselves. But the reality is, as we've seen, that Jesus wants us to come to him. And this app does an incredible job of encouraging you and leading you through a prayer that can help us do that, which we're actually going to have a go at the end of this message. And then the third thing we can do is that we can carry the things that he has given us. So we know that coming to Jesus doesn't mean that we're going to be burden-free for life, but rather we're going to carry the burdens that are right for us, the burdens that Jesus has given us. And we can only do that by having safe spaces in our lives where we can actually share the burdens that we're carrying, not just so that we can be talking about them, but so that we can be encouraged by our brothers and sisters in Christ. And that's what's great about things like life groups or about prayer partners or even mentors and close friends that you have in your life, that you can talk to them and they can listen and hear you and they can speak encouragement into your life and into that situation that you're facing. When we let Jesus carry our unnecessary burdens, we will immediately have more energy to focus and to remember on the gifts that Jesus has given us in our life. Things like the burden of purpose, of following Jesus' calling in our life, what he's asked from us. And then we've got the yoke of discipline, staying on track with what is best for us and our journey of faith in the situations that we're in. And then finally, as we've been reminded of in communion here, is the gift of joy, that opportunity that we have to rest in the assurance that no matter what burden or situation we're facing in our life, that God's plan is still good for us, a plan to prosper us. Only when we can do these things will we be able to find joy here in our lives right now. Right now, instead of waiting to feel that joy in the future. So I want to encourage you this Christmas, let's not just celebrate the birth of Jesus, but this Christmas we need to embrace the joy that he offers. Let us give over our burdens and heavy loads and take up his yoke and experience the rest and great joy that he promises. And a simple way we can do that is through this exercise that I mentioned. If you've got your focus inside, there should have been a little slip of paper with questions. You flip that over on the back. It's got a bit of a guideline on how this exercise works. And it's a great exercise that I do most mornings when I wake up as a part of my meditation time with God. And it is an opportunity now for us just to close our eyes, to take a moment as we reflect. And with our eyes closed, as we think about some of these burdens that we carry in our life right now. Burdens of work, burdens of family relationships, finances, health, or whatever the burden in your life right now might be. As you're thinking of what is weighing you down most, I'm going to pray this prayer. Jesus, I give everyone and everything to you. What do I need to let go of in my life? Lord, I'm tired of carrying this on my own. I give this burden to you. Please help me to trust you with it and to show me the joy that comes from walking with you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So I encourage you, this is something you can do every morning, because as we know, our burdens don't always immediately get lifted. But when we continue to bring them to Jesus, he promises us a lighter yoke. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for his willingness not just to come and heap more burdens upon us, Lord, like the Pharisees did, misunderstanding the law. But he came to relieve us of the burdens that we carry from this world. We thank you, Lord, that he willingly came and died on the cross so that we could be completely released from these. But we know, Lord, that even though we've been completely released of the burden of sin in our lives, there are still things that play a role in drawing us closer to you, in keeping us on the right track. And I thank you, Lord, that as we continue to come to Jesus, not just today, but every day from this moment on, that our burdens will gradually get lighter as we learn to give more of them over to him. Now we would gradually learn the joy, the great joy that Jesus has in store for us. And we thank you for that. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thanks, Vicky.